Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Doctor Radio Station, where we come to praise Lord so worthy to be praised. Yes. Season 16. You know, had one this the second episode, and we're gonna be going all strong and glorious. Every season even more exciting and blessing. Tonight is our Gospel Mass Choir song. A lot of favorite small fans. We'll have Old and New Testament prayer, and then Gospel Mass Choirs. Scripture from Old Testament, Isaiah 7, chapter 13 through 16 verse. Isaiah 7, chapter 13 through 16 verse. And it reads, then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating corbs and honey. When he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. New Testament comes from Luke 4, chapter 16 to 21st verse. Luke 4, chapter 16 to 21st verse. And it reads, he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And so Saturday, he went into the synagogue. As was his, he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah had handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. May God bless you. You just hear his word. And we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many, many bestowed upon us. We thank you for families. We thank you for watching over this new pandemic, all problems we've gone through. You stood by us and made us here today. And we thank you. We ask to look for the sick and shut-in and all need your prayer. As long as we know that we look to you and you with us, all things will be blessed. We thank you for waking up this morning, just being love, have things you want us to do. And through all things, peace cross our Lord. Amen. Gospel Mass Choir, let's start it up.
Thank you.
Amen. We will now have scriptures related with love. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter 4 to 8 verse. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. Where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, it will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. 1 John 4 chapter 7 through 9 verse. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his own begotten Son, that whosoever believes him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And last, Romans 5th chapter 8 verse. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God bless you, reads his word. Let's go back with our gospel music. Oh, Give you joy as long as you follow him and his word. Lord, Gospel Mass Choir tonight was spent, and we'll have service tomorrow. And till then, I say God bless you and God keep you. And you that when protein, be still.
Thank you.